Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Tes Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be, Ezras Hashem, finish off Simen Tov Ayin Tes and start Simen Tov Pei. So we begin on the very last line of Pei Ches Omid Beis with the words of the Ramah. We're talking about the third cup of the Seder, the one we make Berachas HaMazon on. And the Ramah adds over here, and he says, Hagah, Miyu, however, Mikos Shlishi Yochol Lishtos Kamapamin. At the end of yesterday's shiur, we said you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth kos. But while you're drinking the third kos, you don't have to drink it all in one gulp. You're allowed to drink it slowly. Miyu, Mikos Shlishi, from the third cup itself, you can drink a couple of times. Yochol Lishtos Kamapamin. You don't have to drink it all in one fell swoop. Ba'kol Michshav Shesiyo Achas Afal Gav Dehifsik Bein Tayim. He brings this down from the Ma'aril, the Mari, and the Tashbetz. And all of these Gedolim say that even though you had a significant pause in between, we'll see, even if it's more than a Kedei Achilas Pras, nevertheless, that's still called one drinking. And even, as we'll see, if you have to make another bracha on it, it's still, according to these poskim, considered not an additional cup. Let's see now inside in the Mishnah Berurah. So we go to Sifkot and Vav. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Latama Kama Mishum Shichwas, the reasons that we gave yesterday why you can't have any drinking between third and fourth cup. So if you want to say for the first reason that we gave, because you may drink an excessive amount, get inebriated, and not be able to finish the Seder, so Bevadeh Lo Shayach, that doesn't apply over here, because you put in a revius over here into this cup, whether you drink it at once or you drink it over several sips, that doesn't make any difference. So Bevadeh Lo Shayach, that's not a concern. Shareinu Shoser, Yosem Yabakosos, because you're not drinking more than the four cups anyway. And according to the second opinion, Ulatama Dinira Kimosif, it looks like you're adding on a fifth cup if you'd have extra cups. So that's also Kimosif over here, Nami Leka, there's no concern. Why? Shari Eino Ela Kosechos. It's the same cup, you're just drinking it slowly. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, in Li'achar Sheshos Rov Revius, once you've fulfilled your obligation by drinking the Rov of the Revius, even though ideally you should drink the whole cup, as long as you drank the Rov of the Revius, you Yotze, Solo Yobedai to Lishtos Yose, and if you had no intention to drink any more, and now, Ba'achakach Nimlach Lishtoso, now you change your mind. You finished off, let's say you had 5 ounces there, you drank 4 ounces of it, and you said, Baruch Hashem, I'm done. And then you change your mind. You say, no, I'd like to drink a little bit of that extra ounce that's at the bottom. So, Das Morgan Avram V'chok Yaakov. Kivin Shetzorich Levarich Halav Mechadosh. Now you have to make a new bracha. Because now it's Nimlach. You change your mind. This is a general rule. If you're having a glass of water, you make a shahakul on it, and you don't expect to have any more because you don't have any more water. And then somebody brings another bottle, and, oh, I'm thirsty, I'll have some more. You have to make a new bracha because you hadn't had it in mind. So, to Avia, if you said, I'm done, and you don't have that last ounce in mind, now you have to make a new bracha. So, you have to make Levarich Halav Mechadosh. Merze, it looks like Kimosev Alakosos. And according to this, Morgan Avram and Chok Yaakov, then you would have a concern that it looks like you're adding on. And he says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Tafayin Beis and the Bir Alocha, Masha Kasavdun Bazeh. And now we'll see this inside in Dirshu foot number 10. But first, let's go to Dirshu foot number 9. So he says, V'kein ba'ofrin shiz chalom alolanu. If you already started to continue in the Seder, so the Bir Alocha brings down, Shaladas and Morgan Avram, Nechshav Kinim Lach Milishtos. That's the same idea that we just said in the Morgan Avram over here in the Mishnah Berurah, that that's considered that you finished that coast by starting Lo Lanu. And therefore, he brings down in Dirshu foot number 10 that the Bir Halacha questions, however, is this Morgan Avram LaHalacha? And he says, Kivin Sheshosim Ishari Kos Sheshosim Yenu. He's drinking from the leftover cup that he had, that the third cups. Who would think that that's the fourth cup? And therefore, the next cup will be the fifth cup. He says, Avshit Sarchul Levarach Mechadosh, even though he has to make a new bracha, he's not arguing with the din of the Morgan Avram, that he has to make a new bracha because you were Nimlach, Mikomokom Harezo Osa Kosha Mimenu Shosas Kosa Shlishis. He says, I don't understand why you think that this is Mosif ala Kosos. And the Bir Halacha is left with a Tzarech Iyun on this Morgan Avram. In any event, we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin. And he says, even if you drink it in a couple of sips, it's okay. However, he brings down, if you have a 10-ounce cup over here, then you should be concerned. We brought down previously, as we'll see in Dirshu foot number 11, it's not the greatest idea to have a 10-ounce cup and to drink 6 ounces of it so you drink the Rov Kos. Shelo yishtake, because a person then could get drunk very easily. The issue of foot number 11 reminds us that when you're drinking from a large kos, we learned in Simon Tov Ayin Beis, L'chatchila mitzvah lishtos is called a kos. You should drink from the entire cup. B'di'eved, it's dai b'shiyas rova. And therefore, we brought down previously that if a person is only planning on drinking 6 ounces, so have a 6-ounce cup. Don't have a 12-ounce cup, because then you're going to run into a little bit of problems that you're going to get inebriated. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, and he writes, Rod Salomah, the Ramah is telling us over here, Le'acha Sheshos Rov Revius, Betchila, Hifsik Harbi Yosef Mechdei Achilas Pras. Even if you had a long pause in between the drinking of the third cup, but you never were Nimlach, you didn't change your mind, so then it's okay, it's not a problem. Now we go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mitzvah lachzor achar zimun. For benching over here, a person should try to specifically look to have three adult males above the age of bar mitzvah at the table, so you can bench bezimun, with Rabbi Sain of Erech at the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkan test. Hiskimu achronim. The achronim bring down, you see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Os, Zayin, the Taz, the Mogen Abraham, the Chok Yaakov. The high zimun eino le'inyan birchas hamazon. It's interesting. It's not so much for the birchas hamazon for the zimun. Of course, that's what you're doing. The bishvil zeh eino mechuyv lahader yosim b'shari mos hashana. There never is a mitzvah all year long to go and find the third person. You're eating with two guys. Let's not bench. Let's not finish eating. Let's find the third guy. There is no such mitzvah. It's great if you have three people. Then you can bench b'zimun. But there's no chiyuv to go look for a third person. So how come over here we say that there is? V'hocha, it's because le'inyan halel ma'iri. We're talking here about v'halel. Shemitzvah lahadir lomar halel b'shloshah. For the halel, as we'll see, so you could say, somebody saying, hodu, let us praise Hashem, and then two people can respond and praise Hashem. So therefore, for the halel, we'd like to have these three people, and we do it already by the zimun. K'dei she'echad omer l'shnayim hodu, so one person can say to the other two people, hodu l'Hashem ki tov, demyanu pasuk shachaz, and they'll say, the next passing in the hollow. They'll say, Yomer no Yisrael, Kili Olam Chasto. Then he can say, Hodu Lashem, and they can say, Yomer no Beis Haron, Yomer no Yirei Hashem. They'll be able to say each pasuk after he says Hodu, and this is the ideal way. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, when a person says hollow, the Ramah taught us in Simon Tov Chav Beis, that in fact, when you're finishing the hollow, you're not allowed to go and be mafsik. That's talking about when a person makes the bracha, of course, not allowed to go, and you're saying the whole halal, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between, but he brings down over here, even now that we're separating our halal, we're not saying it all at once, you're not allowed to be mafsik in any part of the halal. Even though we didn't make a bracha on this halal, we still shouldn't be mafsik over here. He says the same thing applies anytime you say the halal. Let's say for those that have the custom that on Rosh Chodesh, they don't say it with the bracha. There are those that say you only make a bracha when you're davening with the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, it's only a minog. Nevertheless, you still don't interrupt in the halal any time. As opposed to if you're reading Halal in Tehillim, that's a different story. There you are allowed to interrupt. Here the Halal, however, is Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore we don't interrupt. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Also sheyikru lezimun zeh, those that you're calling in for the zimun, so let's say they're all at the table, it's no problem, but if you're calling in somebody else from another house, so you can have the zimun, lo yocha v'lo yishteh v'lo yisai levarech b'chas hamazon, so then he shouldn't eat and drink anything over here, and he doesn't bench with them. Elo Yishma Hodu, he should just come in for the Hodu part, the Yani Mom, the Yachzalave. So then he goes back to his house after they finish the Halal. The Gambaze Eskimu, and even in this regard, they all agree, the Avshe Mitzvah in a Muchalomai Halal, Bishlosha Gvarm Gedolim, even though there is a very nice idea to do this over here, to have three adult males, Vyakanim Yesh Bebeso Al Shulchan Acher, Gabro Baruch Yuvo, if you're sitting at two separate tables in your house, you should definitely bring the person over, Vadame Anochal, and Sarf Osalamiris Hodu. So then, in that situation, certainly do three people. However, mikol mokum ein kveda kol kach. There isn't such a hakpada to do this over here, and the person doesn't have to go and look for a third person. Because, you know what? You're not eating alone. So you won't have three adult males. But your wife is there, your children are there that are ketanim. We're going to talk about this in a moment. So he can say hodu, and they can answer him to him. So you have people answering. It doesn't have to be lav dafka. It's not a minion idea. You don't have to have necessarily three adult males. And he brings down, his wife could say hodu as well. Women are also obligated over here in this halo, because they're obligated likewise in all the mitzvahs of the Seder. And Dirshu footnote number 13 reminds us because of the reason. Women are also obligated because they were also saved in Mitzrayim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down because of Achok Yaakov, the Lefi Mashe Noagin Lomar Hodu Benigun Nimasko, that the minig is over here to say Hodu with a nice song, with a beautiful voice. Yesh Lachu Shlomai Damrina Megmara. We have to be concerned with what the Gemara says. Zarmun Noshe V'onyin Gavre Ke'esh Bin Ores. You have to be careful with the women singing over here. That's a very dangerous thing, and it's like a fire to flax, and you have to be very careful with this. It could lead to terrible things. Then he further adds, if you're looking to get a zimun over here for birchas hamazon, and you want to go eat by your friend and bench over there, so then make sure that you don't eat the afikomen first and then go over to your friend's house, because then you'll have to eat something over there in order to be able to bench with them, in order that you can bench with them, but you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen anything else. And therefore,
maybe you'll suggest v'gam afikomen gufo also lechalik lecho b'shnei mekomos. I'll eat some of the afikomen here and then some of the afikomen over there. That you also can't do, as we already learned, k'de'el and siman tov ayin ches. You're not allowed to break up the afikomen. So what should you do? El yochal afikomen b'makom shemizamein u'mevarach sham. So wherever you're going to go and bench, go and eat the afikomen over there, and that's the betz eitzah. The issue footnote number 14 brings out from the Shaar Tzion. In Siman Tov Pei Dalet, Shein Kpei Delechol Es Suda B'Shnei Mekomos. There's no problem at all, and you're eating the Suda half in one place and half in the other place. The only Hakpad is on the Afikomen that you're not allowed to break up, because the Afikomen is connected to the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach had to be eaten B'Chabur Achas, in one place. Then he tells us, if you're going to do that, V'Gam Yishteh Shom HaKos, then if you're benching over there, then you should have the third cup over there as well. V'Yishar Shom, and you should stay there, Ad Gemara Seder, then already stay there till the end of the Seder. But if you want to return to your house, you can do that as well. You could return back to your house, finish off the challah in your house, and then drink the fourth cup in your house. That's not a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag today is not to go and do this. He brings this down in Os Yud Beis in the Shaar Tzion over here, that he says, the Zohar brings down the mitzvah hazman orech oni b'chog. You should have poor people at your table. So you should have this zimun preferably in your house. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'alkein tov yosel levarach beveisu yichidi milelech beemtsa sudos levayis acher luchapes acher zimun." He says the bottom line is, don't worry about this. If you do not have anybody else at your table, it is not the end of the world. You can go and say the halal v'yichidi even by yourself. The issue footnote number 15 says, if you are saying it b'yichidi, so the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that when you say the pasuk hodu lo yomar arba pamim, you don't say hodu four times. El yomrenu pam achas k'seder psukim. Just say hodu the first time, then say the second pasuk yomrenu Yisrael, then say the third pasuk yomrenu abeis haron, then fourth pasuk yomrenu yirei Hashem. Don't say hodu before each one, because there's nobody there that you're saying hodu to. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ochein im rotz lahadu l'kayim akol min hamuvchor." But if you really want to do it in the almost opt away, vein lo beveisu zimun sholim shoshosh anoshim. You don't have to be adult males above the age of 13. So what you should do is yir lahazmin l'chatchila the suda ez orech, as we brought down from the Zohar. Go and invite somebody. So l'chatchila beforehand, you know that you have three adult males above the age of 13. This way you'll have a proper zimun for benching, and this way you won't have any problems when you say the halal. The issue footnote number 16 brings down, but if you're inviting people to your house, but you're not giving them food, and everybody's makbid, I have my food, you have your food, and nobody mixes, so then Rav Yashu says these people aren't mitzdarif, and they can't bench together with a zimun anyway. Furthermore, in Bain has Mizamnim, Yesh Odom, a Makbi Lechol Rak Mimatzos Avodus Yad, the Chaver Ochel Gam Mimatzos Mechuna. So let's say one person, he only eats hand matzah. The other person, he's willing to eat hand matzah, but he also eats machine matzah. So the Shevet Alevi, Zatzal, Revozit, brings down, Shiyazmin Mish Ochel Mishtehen. Then he should go and find the third person that would be happy to eat with them, that would eat from his friends and wouldn't be Makbi to only eat his own. Kivon sha'af ba'ofen she'echad eino ochal mimozu chaveru b'achmas sibos choli chadome. It's because if somebody can't eat from their other person's food, because let's say they have an illness to it, an allergy to it, or something like that, so the Maharami Rutenberg brings down, so you can't bench together, shalo yizamin. Rav Yashu Zatzal brings down, sha'af she'eino machmirin kein min hadin, even though we're not makbid on this necessarily, el rak b'der chumra, b'kom ochal l'chachilo yozamnu yachad. So in this situation, it would be better not to bench together if they really can't eat from each other because of their various hakpados. So ideally, the three people that you have should be able to cross-eat. They should be able to eat from each other, because in most situations, anyway, it's not a problem. The balabais is inviting them, and they're not bringing their own food. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, who should be leading the halal? It should be the balabais, the greatest one amongst them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Yud explains, this is a mitzvah, hurak mitzvah lechatchila, v'eino lekuva. He brings it up from the Michodesh. This is an idea, but it's certainly not a hakpada. And if you don't do this, it's fine. And the one who leads should also say hodu, and va'onos, he should lead the people with the responsive parts of the hodu, and also ona Hashem Oshiyana, ona Hashem Atzlichana, so he should say that out loud, and they should respond to him, va'acherim onim achrav. He brings it down from the Kobo, that's the way you do it, like we do it in shul, so that's the way you should do it at your Seder as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph explains, v'mein shom kim shnayim, there's only two people there, you and somebody else, shnem yomru hodu, they both can say hodu together, that's not a problem. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, the right way to say this is as follows. normally in shul, we say the shliach tzibur says hodu l'Hashem, v'akol chosim achor v'yomim hodu l'Hashem, and then the shliach tzibur says yomer no Yisrael, and the call answers after him hodu, and etc. So he says over here, this is the same way you do it at the seder, and he adds shav shishomim atzibur meshliach tzibur sepsukim yomer no v'yomer no. Even though you hear the shliach tzibur say it, you say it yourself anyway. And even though we have normally the principle shomea ka'ona, he says mikol makom tov sha'afa kol yomim benaches sepsukim liachor shomim hodu. They should also say the psukim even though they heard the chazan say it, because maybe sometimes the chazan didn't have in mind to be motzi them. And he says, v'siyim sham shekein no'agim. This is the minog that people do. He also adds, why do we do it in this way? So the Sharet Zion in Siv Katan Yud Zayin explains, shekivin shu derech shira. This is the way they sang it when we left Mitzrayim. So therefore, tzorech shianu acherim achri ashliach tzibur. We do it the same way they did then, kiderech shahoya b'shira sayam, like it was by the shira on the yam, at kriyas yamsuf. And therefore, v'lechem behodu shebahal lagodol, enom ruderzu. That's why when we say, the hodu l'Hashem kito, kilom chasto, the 26th paragraph, hodu l'Hashem, that we say it to say there, there we don't say it, because that's not kineged the crossing of the yamsuf. This halal lagodol, this halal here that we say at the first part of the seder, that is said in a responsive way. But then afterwards, when we say the Hodel Hashem Kitov, all 26 of those paragraphs, it's not the Kineged, the Shira Sayam, and therefore we don't say that responsively. Ramah continues, he says, from the real, that if the Balabayis wishes to give it to a cotton, say that's perfectly good. The Mishbur explains the Siv Cotton Yud Beis, Shu Yomar, that the cotton should lead, Yishnu, Begam Mitzvah. So two reasons. Number one, so they'll be excited, they'll stay up, they won't fall asleep, and also they'll learn how to do the mitzvahs properly. But he says that's really not for the hodu. That's for the honor. Because everybody's saying that full pasuk. But he says you shouldn't do this by the hodu. The Sharet Zion Oshu Gimel brings down from the Mogen Avraham in the name of the Mariel the reason for this, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 18, because the Gemara tells us that if somebody has a cotton, say kiddush for him, tavo me'eru l'misha ishto bon of makrin oso, that normally this isn't something that we allow a wife or a cotton to do. It's the husband can't do it, so it's a curse on the husband that he didn't learn how to do this. The wife and the younger child, they're not chayiv over here, and he's sending them to do his work that he should have learned to do, so therefore a curse comes upon him. However, by the honor, those paragraphs, those words, that's not the start of the paragraph, so therefore it's not a bizoyim. He also brings down as well from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it looks like he's sending a non-obligated person if it starts from the beginning of the paragraph and not in the middle. And therefore, by honor, he says it's not a problem. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, you can add a third person over here to be mezamin with them, like we spoke, that some people had the custom, even though the person didn't eat with them. And then the Ramah concludes this beautiful siman, and he says, the Balabai should be the one to lead the benching on the night of Pesach, because it says, tov ayin hu yivorech. The person who's the most magnanimous, the person who's the most kind, he should be the one to lead the benching. And the one who's hosting the Seder, he's called the Tovayin. Because he said, he invited all the poor people in, so therefore he's the Tovayin, and therefore he should be the one to ideally bench. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Gimel, but if he wishes to give a guest to go and lead the benching, he's allowed to. If he wants to let the Brings on the Chog Yaakov, somebody else can bench, even though normally we would specifically go get let another person bench, as the Yerusha put number 19 points out, because there's a special bracha that the Oreach says for the Balabayis, there's a special Yiratzon, or at least to say, or the longer Nusach of the Yiratzon that we talked about. But on the night of the Seder, the Balabais is the Tov Ayin, and therefore he technically precedes the Oreach again, but nothing should cause a fight. If a person has his Rebbe at the table, a person has his father at the table, wants to give honor to somebody else, certainly allowed to, but if everybody understands the din, nobody will be makbid and upset that he himself, the Balabais, took upon himself to lead the benching. With this we conclude Simon Tuf Ayin Tes, and we'll just very quickly start Tuf Pei, which is a short sif as well, which tells us about the fourth coast. So we begin Sif Aleph, Kos Revi, Maskil, Lolonu, Begomer, Lovis, Ahalo. Now, after the third cup is done, We finish off the second half of the hollow, the lalanu, and you conclude the rest of the hollow. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, below bracha. We don't make a bracha. We didn't make a bracha at the beginning. We don't make a bracha over here. But omrim hollow mishuyushav, and you bedavka say the hollow while you're sitting down. Afshe b'chol shana omrim mu'umad, even though we say in shul the hollow standing up, the Pesach shiny, it's different. Why? Mitneshim mishuyushav u'derech haseba v'acheres, because you're supposed to be like a free person. A free person sits down, he doesn't stand up. The issue footnote number one brings down that you fill up the fourth kos. There are different opinions as to when you fill up the fourth kos. Look in the issue footnote number one. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shiur.